And Autumn will be singing Wonderwall by Oasis.
Oh, she's gonna
A lot of good choices.
Yeah, interesting choices. So let's listen.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word was on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Because maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall. Today was gonna be the day, but they'll never throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Oh, oh, but maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me.
Definitely an original take on Wonderwall, and I really loved it.
I know. This was... Her liberties were so freaking amazing. This was best of the night so far for me.
Wow.
It was perfect. I loved it.
This is the best of that.
Like, this should be the legit version of, like, female cover.
I know! This is so good. I loved when you did, like, there was, like, the kind of, like, the word binding, and then there was another one in the second bridge, but, like, you did, like, this kind of, like, Celtic type of, like, voice crack type thing, and it sounded really pretty, and it really, like, added to the song.
It was like,
so cool.
It was, like, a thing that like, punk stars do.
Yeah.
You know, where they, like, break their voice halfway on purpose, but it's not, like, an actual voice break. It's, like, I don't know. I can't even describe it. I'm sure she knows the technical name.
She knows what she did.
And that was awesome. Like, I think Autumn is, like, the queen of phrasing, too. Because if you notice, she just did, like, exactly like how Dylan did. They changed it up all the time. Like, never boring, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially the verses and stuff. You know, not even going into the higher parts, just even the lower stuff. Like,
perfection.
And I liked in the chorus, she started off staccato, and then it turned into vibrato. And I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very pretty.
It was very pretty. I think it's time to reveal who, quote unquote, screwed Autumn.
Who was it?
It was Mega Dizzy.
You failed poorly, Dizzy.
But you know, like, it's weird that Dizzy chose an Oasis song. Don't you think?
Hmm?
It's very much like, I could see Dizzy picking that for people, you know, an Oasis song.
I wanna, you know, I didn't, in order to get her seal of approval, she should play the song to Cherise, because she loves Oasis,
but she
hates Wonderwall. So see, if Cherise could like it, then that's fucking awesome.
Then the song can do no wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, me too, definitely.
Alright. Next up, let me make sure I just didn't totally miss somebody.
A lot of people to keep track of.
I know. I'm like really bad at this. I'm a noob.
Oh, you aren't. I wouldn't be able to keep track of. There's like 16 people.
Yeah, 16 people.
I don't keep track of that many people, but I'm not in here.
Is singing Chasing Pirates by Nora Jones.
Mm.
So let's listen, Ophi.
Okay.
In your message you said you were going to bed, but I'm not done with mine. So I stayed up and read, but your words in my head got me mixed up, so I turned out the light. And I don't know how to slow it down. Oh, my mind's racing. Chasing pirates. Well, the men in their swings, while the silliest things flopping around in my brain. And I try not to dream, but them possible schemes swim around, wanna drown me insane. And I don't know how to slow it down. From chasing pirates. In your message you said you were going to bed, but I'm not done with night. So I stayed up and read, but your words in my head got got me mixed up, so I turned out the light. Oh, my mind's racing from chasing pirates. Oh, my mind's racing from chasing pirates. My mind's racing from chasing pirates.
Oh, it's chasing pirates. Oh, I was like supposed to be chasing pavement or whatever that song is.
Oh, Starbucks.
What do you think, Valky?
I thought this sounded really pretty for your voice, and the mixing was good, so I'm glad, because usually I like songs with that. My only note really was like, I wish you would have had more emotion in it, but yeah, I thought this was really good for your voice.
Is Nora Jones that one chick we were talking about for Audrey that one day?
Oh no, that's Regina Spektor.
Oh, anyway.
I'm sure Audrey could do Nora Jones pretty well, too.
Yeah, I think this is, like, one of the best things I heard from Ophie Cal. It was very, like, pretty, like, her switching and her singing. Yeah, I could have used more emotion, but it was, like, very pretty.
Yeah.
Like, smooth, and, yeah.
It was, like
she hit everything. Yeah.
I felt like, I know, like, the song's like Pirates. I felt like we were, like, sailing along, you know? Just kind of carefree. I'm not super familiar with the song at all. Like, I know I've heard it before, but it's been so long, I think. But, I think, like, there was a little bit of a timing issue at some part. But, overall, I think this was, like, really, really great, Ophie. And I think your mixing has improved oodles and oodles. So, good job, girl.
She sounds super young, too.
Yeah, she does. She sounds so cute. Every time I hear her, I just want to, like, All right, so...
Who screwed her?
Audrey Go Lightly screwed
her. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, we just talked about her, too.
I'm like...
Psychic.
Third eye. Uh-huh.
You got...
Not blind. Music. Oh, sorry.
Wait, what?
I think the next is
Copper.
Alright, just another word for Pick My Song. You can't bring me down, cause
I've got the stuff that you want. I've got the thing that you need. I've got more than enough to make you drop to your knees. Cause I'm the king of the night. The king of the night. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Don't make no difference if I'm wrong or I'm right. I've got the feeling and I'm willing tonight. Well, I ain't nobody's angel. What can I say? I'm just that way.
Ha! I got the
stuff that you want. The thing that you need.
All that love to make
the king of the night, the king of the night.
Hey, yeah,
hey, the sad, sad, sad. King of the night, king of the night.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
You've got a problem with the way that I am. They say I'm trouble and I don't give a damn. But when I'm bad, I know I'm better. I just wanna get loose and turn it up for you. I've got the stuff that you want. I've got the thing that you need. I've got more than enough to make you drop to your knee. Cause I'm the king of the night. The king of the night. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Cause I'm the king of the night. The king of the night. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I've got the stuff that you want. I've got the thing that you need. I've got more than enough to make you drop to your knee. Cause I'm the king of the night. The king of the night. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. King of the night. The king of the night. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. King of the night. The king of the night. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Cause I'm the king of the night. The king of the night. Oh yeah.
And that was Copper. As the king of the night. Copper, I'm really, really proud of you. You made this your own. You took a really hard song, and you did what you could with it, and you know what? Great job. Blackjack, what do you think?
Yeah, he changed the lyric, I think.
just a bit.
this was very, very entertaining. I was chuckling a bit, especially in the beginning. I wish, though, it would have been more soulful, like, and sassy, but I think it was a good choice to kind of choose the lower octave instead of going super high for definitely most of the song. And I think it was entertaining.
Yeah, I think it started off super, super strong with, like, energy, and the energy faded a little bit as it went, and then he brought it back up again.
Yeah, because it's a very repetitive song.
I think that Copper really brought something different, like, completely than I was expecting with this song. And so, good job, Copper, because this was definitely someone trying to screw you over.
Yeah,
Copper has called. It's like, screw whoever tried to screw me, I'm gonna screw them back by owning this song.
You even said so.
It was like, I'm speechless. I'm glad you didn't, like, try to straight out sing it, like you sang it, but you didn't, like, try to, like, belt it or whatever. You just, like, sang it, like, played to your strengths, like Black just said. You just, like, sang it and lowered the key and, like, had a bunch of energy and, like, yeah, you, like, owned this. I'm super proud of you, too.
I think this was, like, the first, like, latent screw attempt.
Yes.
Or
this was definitely the first, like, screw.
it's like in Mafia when there's, like, a failed thing, and you're like, sucker.
And this was given to Copper by Flynn.
Flynn? Who'd have known that Flynn had a thing for Copper? The screwing thing.
A screw thing. But you know, I don't think Copper quite took it the way she was expecting.
She thought he was going to say queen, but Copper showed her.
Yeah. He ain't going to be ruled over. He's the king of the night.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Up next, we have Nani.
Yes.
And she's singing some ABBA for us.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Super excited.
Flat all alone. How I hate to spend the evening on my own.
On a wind
blowing outside the window as I look around the room, and it makes me so depressed to see the gloom. There's not a soul out there, no one to hear my prayer. Nothing there to see, no one inside. There's not a soul out there, no one to hear my prayer. Gimme a man after midnight. Won't somebody help me chase the shadows away? Darkness to the break of the day.
And that was Nani singing Gimme, 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 A Man After Midnight by ABBA.
I knew that song sounded familiar.
ABBA's chicken butter.
Guess what, Sky?
What?
I'm a man, and it's after midnight. It's actually, it's really late though. It's almost morning.
Oh my gosh!
It's 6:30 a.m.
It's
Christmas morning.
Yay.
I was gonna stay up anyway to find the little hooves on the roof of my apartment complex in the. Anyway, thank you.
Such a
moment. Okay.
Did Nani find you after midnight?
And hopefully, I don't know. She woke me up. She got my heart pounding, blood.
Oh baby, she gets my heart pounding all the time.
What she does to us. I think she totally is more sultry than the original.
Really?
I've never heard of the original.
Really, this was totally more sultry. I loved, like, the urgency the background vocals gave you, especially after that instrumental break, and then all of a sudden, like, you added more of the background. Like, I think you did all the backgrounds, because you're awesome like that, and they were, like, fantastic, but... Like, afterward, when you started doing that, like, really cool, I don't know what it was, like, a contra, like, harmony kind of thing, like, the urgency just got intense, and I loved it. What'd you guys think?
First of all, I think that the people on this show are so freaking talented. I heard Nani, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And I think that people need to screw Nani better.
Yeah.
I think love you, Nani, though. I don't mean to call you out like this or make you hunted, but if I was on the show, I'd be like, all right, how can I screw Nani? But maybe she'll...
Blackjack is calling you enemy number one, Nani. Watch out.
I was just making Nani sing a bunch of J-pop while if we could give her non-English.
What'd you...
Oh, I thought this was awesome. Yeah, it got me all feral. I was like, oh, Nani, hello. yeah, there was this... it did, but that's what Nani always does. Aww. There's like one harmony near the end that sounded like it clashed a teeny tiny bit, but other than that, it's like flawless, and I love like all of the higher harmonies, and your lead vocal was really pretty and awesome, and like, you did an awesome job, as per always.
I love when she went into a crazy belt.
I know,
and, like,
yeah.
Slid into that huge belt. That was sick. Okay.
And she nailed it.
Yeah, that was cool. That was sexy. She took out a belt like that.
was screwed by Temporary Butterfly. So Temp must be an ABBA fan. She just wanted to get some Nani on some Gimme Gimme.
Yeah,